Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Tell us some of the highlights of yesterday into last night's meeting.
Okay. Well, the big thing that happened last night was a decision of the Greenwich Hospital Smilo Comprehensive Cancer Center. I'll just cut to the chase and say that it was denied, but it was a very difficult decision for the commission because it involved a rezoning of 8 parcels of land that were zoned for residential purposes. And so the commission... It was a 4-1 vote where 4 were in favor of the denial and one was against it. With any time the commission looks at a rezoning of property, they have to determine whether or not that's in conformance with their plan of conservation and development and also in keeping with, you know, the way the regulations work. So the commission, I know they, you know, spent a lot of time individually trying to get to the conclusion, you know, their individual conclusion on this one. But the motion that was made basically went through how the purpose statement of the hospital zone, which is what they wanted to rezone to, talks about how they wanted to provide for the development of hospital facilities and compatibility with land uses, et cetera. A comprehensive care center, which is what they have proposed, is one where they have clinical trials, and it's what you would think of as one of the big cancer centers. There's only one in Connecticut, and that's Smilo New Haven. But the commission did do their research, and they found that we have 7 of these facilities within an hour of Greenwich. It's the ones you would think of, like MSK and Montefiore. But they did also note that there's other facilities that are within, you know, the Stanford Bennett Center, for example, within 6 miles. It's partnered with Dana-Farber, the Montefiore Hospital in White Plains, the connection there, and the MSK in Harrison. So they explained how there were things that were happening, you know, there are options within the area. They also had talked about how 60% of the patients projected for the cancer center would be expected to reside outside of Greenwich. So it started to become, you know, is this really worth what is needed in Greenwich? Is it worth outweighing the destruction of this neighborhood, really, and from a residential standpoint? I mean, the commission said up and down it was a beautiful site plan. They really had done a nice job with doing the parking underground in the park and all of that, but it still would not be a residential use. Then they talked about the plan of conservation and development, how it has 6 guiding principles, and they are listed in order of priority, with the first being preservation of character and sense of place, 2nd being development of housing opportunities, then it's the environment, commercial centers, and the 6th one is about having top health services, but that's, you know, the 6th priority. So they went through and they explained conformance with the POCD, and at the end, another interesting part of this was how to actually define what they're proposing, and the closest thing the commission could come up with in the regulations was what's called the health center. That's a definition, or that's something in the regulation that's been used to create the endoscopy center and the dialysis center. So they felt that this type of use is certainly welcome in town, and they do see that it would be a benefit to Greenwich residents, but it does not belong in this, you know, it would in this residential area and be better suited for the commercial zone. So it's for that reason that the commission, in a 4-1 vote, denied the hospital.
Wow. Okay. Reaction from the, I mean, is there anything they can do to change things, to come back with another plan or another location? What could happen in the future?
Well, they did say that would be difficult for them when we had the record open, simply because they own this property now. You know, it's not like it's easy to come by a couple of acres of commercial space in town. But we certainly do hope they will try to do that. And find a suitable space within the commercial area, because, you know, as I said, I think the commission understands the value of having something like this in the community, and, you know, we're hopeful that they will pursue something in the commercial area.
All right, and this is something that, as you mentioned, the commissioners had been working on long and hard, right?
This was a big decision. You can see when the commission really struggles with something, and it's a tough one. I mean, as the chairman had said at the end, this is one that actually impacts people's lives. So it's not just, you know, can I subdivide a property or something? I mean, this is one where this took a great deal of thought, and they put the time in on this one.
All right. So that was the main event. What was the undercard, so to speak? Katie, what else went on last night?
And then we had a very short agenda from there. We had a lot line revision followed by a preliminary subdivision at 328 Palmer Hill. That was successful. 151 Hamilton Avenue. This is an existing historic overlay. They'd originally been approved to do offices, and they wanted to do a single family home. That was a 4-1 vote. There were some issues with some setbacks and parking spaces and whatever, but it did move forward. We did not hear Eagle Hill. That'll be on the next meeting. But we opened up 25 Orchard Street and left that open. That's a two-family. The Bailiwick Club wanted to do some lights for their platform tennis court. That was approved. 60 LaFriends was postponed, so we didn't hear that, as was 26 Homestead Lane. So then we just had two of our pre-applications. The first was for Greenwich Country Day School, who wants to just expand the size of an existing gym. There would be no change in use. And also to consolidate a neighboring parcel and do like kind of a lot line revision on that one so that they have the floor area, because their Fairfield Road campus is actually quite tight in terms of floor area. And then lastly, a single family home that's over 150,000 cubic feet. They want to do some changes there. So that was before the commission, and they gave them some guidance there too.
All right, fantastic. Now, I know Boys and Girls Club will be back, and so will the old American Can site, right? When is that, next meeting or what?
No, the Boys and Girls Club will not be on the next meeting, which is November 22nd. We will hear the train station, however. They're going to tear down the theater and do a mixed use there, and then reface the existing commercial. So we have the train station, and we'll have Eagle Hill. We will not have Boys and Girls Club or Carmel Academy or the Homestead restaurant in. That'll be on the following meeting.
Okay, because wasn't Boys and Girls had to be decided by the 22nd, or was that the something else?
Maybe. I think that might have been something else. Yeah, okay. They're still working through a few things, so this is not based on size of agendas. It's just time to kind of spread these big applications out a bit.
How long was the meeting, and how much was taken up with the hospital?
The hospital took about 40 minutes. And the meeting itself, I think we were over around 8.
Oh, nice.
8:30 or so, yeah.
All right, good.
It was one of our, what we would call a short meeting.
All right, Katie, well, appreciate your time as always on Friday morning. Have yourself a good weekend. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You too.